Panthers Radio with Danny Stewart, looking ahead to the game at the weekend. It's, I mean, look, it's a cliche. Sheffield and Nottingham are big games, but it's us in second at the moment, Sheffield in first. How big do you think and crucial is it to send a message, you know, with this game?
Yeah, I think considering where we are in the standings and where they are, and you know, obviously keeping in mind the rivalry, it's a massive game. And I always talk about this, you know, certainly for the guys that are new to the league, is playing playoff hockey in November. And you know, these games ultimately can be 4-point swings, you know, either way. So, you know, it's important that we recognize that and we're at our best.
I saw you speak to the guys after practice on Thursday and just remind them. I don't think they need reminding, but, you know, obviously, do you think it's something crucial that they often keep in the forefront of their minds?
Yeah, it's just subtle reminders, you know what I mean? And making them aware of the situation. I think most of them are switched on. Maybe it's for the couple that maybe aren't, but yeah, no, these guys know what's at stake. They know the dynamic of the league. We spoke about it at length, and you know, recognizing the situation is the first part, and then going out and executing is the second.
We build this game up for obvious reasons, but you have to do it again on Sunday in that trip to Dundee. I wonder how you kind of cope with, you know, again, outlining it's huge on Sunday because of that key for the regular season.
Yeah, you know, and it, ultimately that's, again, you know, we always speak about the dynamic of our league, and, you know, ultimately to have success and possibly win trophies, that's what you have to do. You know, you can't use it as an excuse. Every team has to do it. And, you know, our focus is on Sheffield right now at home for a big one. And then once that game's over, we'll turn our attention to Dundee. And, you know, regardless of the trip or whatever it may be, you got to go up there and find a way to get 2 points. And, you know, this league doesn't care if you're tired. It really doesn't. You know, you got to show up every day.
Just touching on Sheffield again, we've seen a couple of times they have made a few tinkerings to the lineup. Where are their strengths right now?
They play a fast game, really fast game. And I know we all try to achieve that, but, you know, they're I guess, predictable in the sense that they always know where each other is. You know, they move pucks quick, they go north quick, and they try to get in behind you, and they're very good at it. And I think, you know, defensively, you got to be switched on. We got to have really good reads all over the ice and make sure we're three above the puck all night long and manage the puck. You know, I think every coach will talk about that every weekend, but, you know, certainly against them, you know, the more you play with the puck, the more it benefits us.
Let's just touch on Ollie before we end. It was a great night. Let's talk about Ollie first of all. How great was it to have over 3,200 people in this building for him?
It was a great event. You know, everything from the, you know, the retro guys that came back and the GB guys that came to support him, and then ultimately the group that we have here. And it was so great to see for Ollie. It was so thoroughly deserved, and to see the support in the crowd too as well was just unbelievable. And you know, it turned out to be such a great evening, you know, on the ice and afterwards as well.
You roll back the years with the number 39 jersey getting a showing again. How fun was that for you?
It was a lot of fun. I think it was the perfect type of format, you know, get out there for 15-20 seconds, get a change, and you know, legs can't handle a 45 second shift now, but it was fun to see some old faces, you know, guys that you played against back in the day and guys that you've coached. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Just finally, we talked about, and I know he's standing watching, we talked about your assistant coach, Linton Grant. You were being on the opposite side. Somehow you managed to let him win in the, you know, him be on the team that won the final, and you were a runner-up. To talk me through your feelings on that.
Yeah, I wasn't too beat up about it. It would have been nice to win it, but, you know, if that gives him a little bit of self-confidence, then great. But, yeah, I know it's... You know, I think Mars lost his guy back door there. That was the deciding goal. But no, look, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I couldn't be happier for Ollie.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for joining us, Danny.
Thank you.